everyone. I have a lot to say since my last week doing an episode. It's crazy to think that like a week ago I just recorded my other episode about on Labor Day and about the experiences I had and like taking action and being my best self. And over the past week I've been thinking about a lot how I really feel like I'm embracing my true self and it feels so good and like I feel the best that I've ever felt. And so I kind of want to speak about it because I think there's so much to it. And I think it's also like, this is what this stage of life means, is kind of just exploring and doing whatever I want. Like, yes, I have responsibility, but there's also a sense that I like this time is a time that I need to take in order to just explore and like find what works for me and do what I want. And I'm not really like bound by anything or anyone. So there's a lot of freedom in that, and there's a lot of comfort in the fact that there is that much freedom. So I've been thinking about a lot how what it means to be the best version of myself. And I also like with the new year coming, with Rosh Hashanah coming, like I've been thinking a lot about my character and the person that I want to be. And there's just a lot to unpack. So I first wanted to say that something that like has clicked in my mind, which I think is like the foundational step and like what it has been taking me in order to do all the things that I've ever dreamed of. Like, this sounds really big and massive, but it's really not. And like, there's always things that you say like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, like it's a bucket list item. I think it's a lot of bucket list items that seem like very big and out there, and you've like disconnected, I guess, in a way. Like, it's so far away from you that it's out of reach, that it's really about like, it's not that out of reach when you like logically think about it. And most of what it takes to be the person you want to be and doing the things that you want to is the confidence in yourself and like loving yourself enough to see yourself as being worthy enough to invest in. And this is something that I've been thinking a lot about, is like thinking of myself as an investment and thinking of like the things that I want as investing in myself. So there are obviously also like the fact that I'm taking macro, like my brain just switches into whatever. It just like gives me a way to like think about activities and goals that I have as like investing in myself, and like the steps that you take, that I have to take in order to achieve those goals, as steps. And I'm also someone who I need to be held accounted to something, how I need to be held accountable. And so if I don't have like a set goal in mind, and like maybe this is just how I am and like other people don't work this way, but I need to like have a goal, I need to have a date, and I need to have like a specific goal, or else like it's a lot harder for me to like tangibly like make it happen. So because it's tangible, it's a lot easier to like create steps. And I'm also someone who uses my planner a lot, so like I have certain like steps and like a routine, and that's how I work. So I've been finding a way to make all this happen, and there's a lot of things, like I want to speak about a couple things, but like it's just so freeing to know that like I can do whatever I want and I am bound by literally no one. Like, I think that's also why it's so nice to be in this stage with no friends. That sounds horrible, but like being in an environment where like I'm really like paving my own way, and like I obviously would be nice to have some sense of security in terms of like the people that I'm with, but I think that also in a way I'm very lucky that I'm in an environment where I'm all alone in that way, that like I'm not coming with any of my really close friends, and like everyone that I know, like I know of a bit distant. Like, it's, I think that I have the perfect situation in my head. Like, I'm coming into school and I know people, so I have that sense of security that if I ever needed anyone, someone would be there for me. And people have made it clear to me, like, if you ever need anything, if you ever need a ride home, if you ever need this, if you ever need that, like, call me, text me, don't be afraid. And having that is so, like, makes me feel so safe and comfortable. But also, like, I'm not close enough, and like I'm not, like, nobody knows me enough to like have certain ideas of myself, of me. And this is also something that you feel like when you like are close to people and they have this idea of you, you have to maintain that idea that they have of you and maintain that identity and maintain that person. And so I know this, like in last year when I was going into Kivun with Lily, like I was a certain, like I was kind of like trying to break away from the version that I was, but she already knew a version of me, so that was like a bit difficult to like really like start from ground zero. But I think it was a great transition. Like, if I didn't have that, I'm so like thankful for how it turned out. But if I didn't now that I don't really have one person that like I really like, I don't, it's not the same sense of security. I don't owe anyone anything. And like I can do whatever I want, I can dress however I want, I can act however I want. And you could take that in such a horrible way and say like it doesn't matter what I do, like I put in so much work with people and like having to rebuild this idea of myself, but like to me it's so liberating, like nobody cares what I do. Like I can do whatever I want and like nobody could judge me, nobody knows me. Like that's so liberating and freeing to me. Like obviously it would be nice to be known, and like that's what will come with time is developing relationships with people where it's there. But for now, I love the fact that I can just do whatever I want and like it's on my terms. And I really feel like I'm living on my terms and I can do what I want when I want with whoever I want. Like I don't owe anyone anything and it's just so freeing. And also like waking up and like I have no one to answer to. Like I don't have to turn, if I wanted to, I can keep my phone off all day. Like, yes, I would love to speak to my friends and I do. And that's, I obviously I'm not gonna go through the whole day without turning my phone and communicating with like the outside world, anyone outside of Gainesville. But it's just nice to know that like, there's nothing that like I owe to anyone right now. And because I don't owe anyone anything, I am able to get put all my energy into myself, which I was saying in the last episode. And so I can, like, all the energy that I have, anything that I want to do, like, I can put back into myself and I can invest in myself and I can invest in being the best version of myself. And, like, it's hard to, you can visualize it. And I've heard, like, visualize your best version of yourself, whatever. I have no idea what that actually means and the steps that it takes. But for me, I slowly but surely, I feel like I'm starting to get my way there. And also, like, this is something that I've been trying to do. And, like, whenever I have new beginnings, it's a lot easier to feel like you can start fresh and you can start brand new and, like, just do whatever you want. And so, I've made a conscious effort when I started in school to, like, I did this at the beginning of Kivun and I felt a lot better. And obviously, like, it's hard to maintain, but because, like, you have human instincts and they obviously kick in, you just have to, like, be stronger than your instincts are. But when, let's say, something happens and someone makes me feel a certain way and it's not the best feeling or whatever it is, and like I can act a certain way and I can choose, it's everything's a choice. Like I can choose either to like give in to whatever feelings I'm having. Let's say it's jealousy, because sometimes like I get jealous and like I, like let's say someone makes me jealous and I can either decide like I can give in to those jealous feelings and feel like, feel guarded around a certain person and I can avoid them and I can like be bitter towards them, or I can recognize that like that jealousy is something within me and it's not a reflection of them, and like that just shows me that there's, that's an area of myself that I have to work on and I can't, I shouldn't take it out on them. And so I feel like I've been really doing a good job of making a conscious effort to make the best choices for me and like make choices that make me feel like a good person. Like here's an example of this is that I was speaking to one of my friends and I felt like I was being annoying. And like, you know, when like you feel like you're talking too much and they're just like not like reciprocating or like they're not like answering. And like, I was about to, like, I remembered like thinking in my head, like, I was about to say, like, oh, sorry if that's annoying, like, sorry if whatever. I'm like, and then I like stopped myself and I was like, I have nothing to apologize for. Like, I, if this is annoying, like if me talking about whatever I'm talking about is annoying to them, like then we shouldn't hang out and like you don't get to know me like that. Like it's not about me, it's about you. And if you find that annoying, then like you're obviously not a friend for me. And there was something so liberating about it. Also, like a lot of it was in my head. Like I don't know if he actually thought it was annoying or not, but to me, that was like such a like freeing feeling to like look at myself and say like you're not being annoying, and like if people want, if like people will take you as you are, and like you just be unapologetically yourself. And I think that was like something that was huge for me, is because like you always have the urge to like say sorry for something when you feel like you're being a burden or something on someone, but like no, like why do I have to apologize for talking about whatever I want to talk about? That was something that like I remember feeling like, wow, like that was like big for me. Even as small as it is, it was very, very big for me, because that's something that I feel like people and like at least myself think about a lot, is like feeling like you're being a burden, feeling like you're being too much. And like I'm not, like I'm really not, and like the right people will show you that that's, you're not being too much. And I think that's what I'm kind of like that's the way I'm living right now, is that like I'm obviously making an active effort to meet people and be friends with people, but I'm also doing it in a way that I feel like I'm doing myself, and like the people that I am going to be friends with and the people that I'm attracting are people that are actually good for me and like actually care about me and actually have like similar values. And like I see this a lot with my friends at home, that some of them, like, I can send, obviously Leah, I'm gonna talk about Leah, but like I will send Leah, or let's say Gani, like the amount of audios I will send them that are literally like it hit the limit, so I have to send another. The limit is half an hour. Like I'm speaking on an audio for half an hour straight, and Leah and Gani does this also. Like the two of them do this where they'll answer it one, like they won't wait. Like they'll listen to it, like if they can't listen to it right away, then they won't. And that's okay, and they'll tell me that, but like they'll listen to it and respond to it and like send me back something with that same energy, you know? Like, and then I also have friends who, like, I can't send more like an audio more than 2 minutes, and like it's just nice to know. And like then you feel like you're a burden if you send more, but like really the right people will reciprocate it and want it, and they want it from you, and that's, and they want it. And like that's something I've been also thinking about, is that like I know when I, like, there's certain people that I'm meeting, like I just like don't have the energy for, and like when they speak, like I just like don't care to listen. That sounds horrible, but it's just not, like some people you just like can't connect to, and like that's okay. And when they speak, like I just like can't, like I just don't have it in me to like give back 100% energy. And like yes, I'll be nice, and like yes, I'll fight the urges to like tell them to, I'm not gonna tell someone to shut up, but like fight the urges to just like shut down, and like I'll still respond. But there's certain people where it's like when you want to respond and like you want to give them 110%, you will. And like I'm just excited for what the stage holds, and like having people and meeting people that like I really feel connected to. And I think that that's such a big thing with feeling unapologetically like yourself, is to like the right people will come to you if you are yourself. And that's something that I remember someone told me before I started, was like everyone says that, like be yourself, be yourself. Like that's the only way you're gonna find people right for you. And it's so true. Like the second I started embracing like what I really feel and the way that I am, and like this comes with many things. This comes with fashion and clothing, and this way comes with like that's also like about the presentation that I have for myself, but also like inner work too. Like your insides and your outsides are incredibly tied together. And so as much as you want to work on your outside, your inside, you need to work on your inside too. And so I feel like with the way that I'm doing things right now, I just feel very healthy and happy with how everything is going. And like I'm kind of very at peace and like accepting things the way that they are and as they come. And obviously this is hard sometimes, but it's, everything is turning out. Like, I know that it's gonna work out, so I'm not really stressing about everything. And I want to speak more about like doing something now, because that's what I think I've been taking on myself, is I've always been someone that, like, I remember telling myself when I was, this is also like such a toxic thing and like speaks to what the culture is like, but like I remember like I was thinking about like dieting and like losing weight since I was, I remember this, I have a picture, and I want to speak about this in another episode because it's so sad to think about. There's a picture of me when I was literally like 9 or 10, maybe even like a bit younger. And like I remember one day, like my family, like we went on a train once in Miami, and I remember it was incredibly hot, like it was boiling hot, and I had a tank top on, and then I had a sweater to bring because we were going to the art museum. And so my parents were like, take off your sweater, like you're gonna sweat to death. And I was like, no, like I like it on, I'm comfy. But I remember thinking, I was literally 9 or 10, I'm gonna find the picture and see how old I actually was. I remember thinking that like I wanted to lose weight, and like if I sweated and like if I got really hot by wearing the sweater, I would like burn more calories. Is that not crazy? Like that is so crazy and sad to me. And this has nothing to do with like dieting in general, but like I remember for such a long time thinking like that you want to get in shape, you want to put in the effort, and like I'll start tomorrow, I'll start Monday. Like I had a joke that like, oh, what my I wore a for the, our White Lies party. I'm pretty sure this was my shirt. I don't remember if I actually, you know, I did. This was my shirt. Like my diet starts Monday. Like you always like have a date in ahead of time, and like you always say like I'm gonna save this for this. I'm gonna start doing this when I'm gonna start eating better and treating my body right on New Year's. I'm going to, like, also this comes with fashion a lot, where like you'll have an outfit, you'll buy something really cool, and then you'll save it. Like, I'm going to save this for when this happens. I'm going to save this for a certain day. And I think that, like, right now, like, I've really just, like, something, like, clicked in my head. Like, I've always said that. I have so much clothes in my closet that I'm like, I'm going to save this for when this. Like, I'm not going to wear this because I want it to be more special. So I end up wearing the same things over and over and over again. And, like, I end up falling into the same habits over and over and over again because, like, I just didn't have the confidence in myself to believe that I can do it. And, like, that comes with running and exercising and eating well, which is something else, as it is for fashion. I feel like they're two different things, but they're both connected in a way, about how, like, you have to have the confidence in yourself and loving yourself enough to see yourself as worthy, and, like, to dieting especially. I'm not dieting at all. I'm eating when I like what makes me feel good, and I'm, like, cooking and it's fun, and, like, I'm eating what feels right for me and what I think is good fuel for my body. And thinking of food as fuel is really, like, liberating, because you're not, like, thinking of it at, like, you want to keep your body moving. It's thinking about it in a healthy way and about health and not about losing weight. And I think it has been so healthy for me to be, like, able to think of it in that way and do what I want and eat what I want when I want in this certain amount, and, like, eat when I'm done, like, stop eating when I'm done. That's something that has always been difficult for me, and, like, I always told myself, like, I'll start, like, eating better when, and, like, then I, like, try and restrict myself a lot, and then it just ends up in a vicious cycle. And so for the first time, I'm kind of just, like, letting myself be and, like, doing what feels right, and, like, it feels so good, and I was like, I can't believe I haven't done this sooner, which is crazy. And it's about time. Like, it's about time to, like, start treating myself right. And, like, this is, I think the whole thing about, like, if not now, when, is, for me, is with running and exercise and, like, also Duolingo. Like, there are certain goals that you have, and I know that I have. Like, I've always had a goal. I want to learn Italian. I want to run a half a marathon. I want to do this. Like, there are certain goals that you have in your mind that, like, you want to do and you know you want to, but, like, sometimes, like, you just don't have the motivation to, and you don't know how to even start, because running half marathon when you have literally no experience running is so daunting, and it's so terrifying, and, like, it's so far away and distant that it seems impossible and crazy. And also Italian, like, when I know literally nothing about the language, and, like, I just know I want to learn it, but I don't know how to go about it, what's the best way, whatever, it's so scary. It's just really scary, because I know that the reason that I was constantly pushing things off was because I just, like, didn't believe that I could. And that is half the battle. Like, I was talking to my mom about this. We were on the phone the other day, and she was telling me about this exercise class she was going to. And she was saying, like, it was literally more energy to, like, get up and go do it than it was to actually do it. And I was like, it's so true. Like, every time I wake up and go for a run, like, it is 20 times more effort, and, like, it's so much mentally harder to get out of bed and, like, get into running clothes when it's, like, 8 a.m. or whatever it is, than it is to, like, actually go on a 4-mile run. Like, it's just getting there and, like, having the motivation and, like, to do it is just so much harder. And I think that that part about motivation and, like, having motivation to go do something, it's really about confidence in yourself, saying, like, I can do this. Like, I'm worthy enough of putting this effort into myself. And loving, I think it's also, like, I said this already twice, but, like, loving yourself enough to see yourself as being worthy enough to invest in. So I feel like I am worthy enough to invest in, and I am worth the energy, and I'm worth the effort. And that's why I'm going to go out and I'm going to go on a run, even if I'm tired. And that's why I'm going to, and I know that I can do it, and I have the confidence in myself that I can do it. And that's why I am doing it. And having also, like, putting, I'm so excited that I'm running a half marathon. I'm literally stoked. I set a date, and it's on February 4th, so mark your calendars. I cannot wait. And, like, it's so scary because it seems so far away, and, like, my pace is very different than, like, the person I'm running with. And, like, I just, like, when people talk about it, like, my pace is considered slower, but I just know that I can do it. And I know that, like, with time and with training, like, it will all be worth it, and I'm gonna be so happy that I'm doing it. And, like, that's also something that I always saw myself doing later. I'll do a half marathon later. I'll do a half marathon when I'm in my 20s. I'll do a half marathon when I'm living on my own and whatever. But, like, I realized that I have so much more time than I thought I would, because my my major is not as demanding as I thought it would be. And so it's nice to know that I'm investing in myself and like investing in that dream of mine, because the second that I reach that goal and like reach that thing that was so scary to me, like it will just open the doors to so many other things. And like I might as well start now. Like there's no reason to push it off. Like the longer I push things off, the longer it will take for me to accomplish things and see how much there is out there. Like this is something I think a lot about with food, is that I was always such a picky eater, and I still think I am pretty like picky, but a lot less than I was. And there's so much food that it's like I just like told myself I didn't like and I would never try, just because I like didn't like the idea of it, or like something about it like just didn't sit right with me and it just felt gross. And the second there's such small things, like it's literally like a breakfast sandwich, like a really good like toast with like, oh, here, avocado toast. I didn't eat avocado toast ever. I didn't even try avocados. I just like thought I wouldn't like it, so I'm like, ew, like I don't like avocados. And that's something that I eat almost all the time now. Like I was pushing off eating it and trying it for so long, and I didn't realize how much there is out there and how much you can make with avocados and how amazing like the recipes I can make with it are. And so that's just so nice now, is to like open the door to many opportunities. And like the sooner I do it, like why not do it now? Like it feels good to like also like have something to work for yourself, and like putting all this energy into myself feels so good, because like I really don't owe anyone anything, and like it's so liberating. And that's why I can't imagine anyone else who's not in like the situation that I'm in. Like good for you for being able to like be yourself and like do the things that you want to do when there's people around you that like it's just it's a lot more different. So I really think I've been like, because I know that I need to have a tangible goal and I have to have steps in order to take it, I like started the goal that I had was running a half marathon. So I set a date and I held my, like I paid for it, and I am setting up a fundraising page. So I know that I'm held accountable for it, and now I have something that I can work towards. Now I'm taking the steps in order to start running. So sometimes that means doing a short run, sometimes it means doing a long run, but like the thing is that remaining consistent has been the best thing that I could ever do for myself, even if I'm not going on a super long run or super hard run, or like I'm not doing a lot. And this isn't just running, like this is just exercising in general. Like there will be times like I try and go to the gym at least 5 times a week, if not more. I go every single, like Monday through Friday, I go every single morning, I work out in some capacity. And so I have been making an effort. Like sometimes I will have a lot more energy and like a lot more motivation to do a lot more. But if I didn't have the belief in myself that I can do it, even if it wasn't like, even if it's something small, and like even if a little bit of effort is still effort, and it doesn't matter how much effort you put in, as long as it's something, you will improve. And that's very liberating to think that, like, even if I had a really short gym session and it was like I didn't feel like I sweat that much and it wasn't that like I didn't get that much done, I still went, I still showed up, I still got out of bed, I still put on my clothes, I still went to the gym, and like that is enough. And that's also like being kinder to myself and being gentle and like understanding that and like being proud of myself has also been a huge thing. And with that's also similar to Duolingo, is my running is like I always wanted to learn Italian, so now I'm like actively putting in the effort to like take those steps in order to learn Italian, and that's through Duolingo, which like questionably is whatever. And whatever, Duolingo is good, and I think I've actually been learning. And I'm like, sometimes I look at the words and I'm like, I'll look at a sentence they give me and I'm like, this makes sense to me. And then I'll like wonder like if I showed my friend who knows nothing about Italian, like would they be able to understand it? Because like sometimes you know when there are certain roots of words, and like it you can kind of guess what it means. So I'm wondering, I want to try that one time, because I want to see like if I'm actually improving, or like this is just like common sense, you know? So I'm proud of myself for putting that effort into myself, and like that's something that I can work on. And like also this stuff that you invest in yourself, nobody can take away from you. And nobody could take away all the knowledge and all the time I put into my Italian. And no one can take away all of the energy and all of the time that I put into running. No one can do and like no one can take that away. And that's also so nice. And I think that's also like very liberating about what it means to like put energy into yourself, is that nobody could take that away from you. Like all the energy that is going into me is not going to someone that doesn't deserve it. And when someone does deserve it, I have more than enough energy to give it to them. But it's just a matter of finding the people that actually do deserve it and actually want me to have me around and actually really love me and like care about me and care about my well-being and like are good for my growth and good for me. Because sometimes they're just like people just aren't, and that's okay. And like I've been finding like so many people are draining, and like I just don't have the energy to like engage with people like that and like put energy into them, because if it's not going to go anywhere, like a friendship is not going to go anywhere, and like there's no reason to kind of like put these expectations of like what it could be and like maybe it can work out, whatever. Also, I just opened my email and I just finally got an email to set up the fundraiser, so I'm going to do that later, and maybe I'll link it in this episode. That'd be cute. So I think it's also about having steps to achieve and seeing that as investments in yourself. So the 15 minutes of Duolingo I do a day, that is like, that is not how much I do. Sometimes I'll do that, sometimes I'll do less. Whatever it is, like the steps that I'm taking to achieve are little investments in myself. They're small, they can be very big investments, they can be very small investments, but they're still investments at the end of the day. And I also wanted to talk about fashion, which is a bit unrelated, but it also connects to like, if not now, when? If I'm saving an outfit like for something, for a special occasion, then like I've always done that, but I also don't understand when people do that, because I'm like, if you like it, why not wear it now? And so that's what I'm kind of thinking, is like, if I like this outfit and I think it's cool and like this is fun, like why not wear it now? Why not wear it to class? Like people, the amount of compliments I've gotten on my outfits over this last like couple of weeks from outfits that I've been making of clothing that like I've had in my closet for so long but I haven't utilized because I've been wanting to save it, the amount of compliments I get now and like from people that like have cool outfits and like I would want to be friends with versus like the rest of my life, I have gone significantly more this summer and this one summer kind of, but also this fall. When you wear clothing that like you want to wear and like feels like you, it feels so much better. I feel so much more myself, and like I feel so much more in control, and like I have so much more confidence when I do that. Like it's so much easier to just put on a t-shirt and put on a jean, like a pair of jean shorts, or put on leggings and whatever it is. It's so much easier, but that little bit of energy to like put on a cool outfit like is so big to me. That has been something that's so big for me. And I also spoke about this before a bit, but like having the complete freedom, like it's really the most liberating thing. And if anyone feels like they don't have the complete freedom to like be who they want and like have no one to respond to and like whatever, I think it's important to like recognize what areas of your life are you feel like you don't have complete freedom from, whether it be old friends that like you feel like you like aren't integral to your growth anymore, or like certain clothing in your closet that you just need to get rid of, or certain whatever it is, like little things add up. And like if you don't feel like you have complete freedom, then it's like it goes hand in hand with like having the confidence in yourself to like do it and loving yourself enough to like invest in yourself. But like you need to feel like you have the freedom to be the best version of yourself. At least I do. Like I need to feel like I have freedom, and then when I have freedom, I'm able to do what I want and like be who I want. And so letting go of those things that no longer serve you and that don't really make you the best version of yourself and like don't really feel like they're you anymore. Like sometimes just like you grow out of things, and like sometimes like with clothing, with anything, like you just grow out of it, and that's okay. And that's life. Like it would be scary, and I'm scared of people who just don't grow and like don't know. Like that's terrifying. Like isn't that scary to think about a person who like doesn't grow ever and like doesn't grow out of things? Like that person is a psychopath. Like that's scary to like, everyone has friends that they grow out of, everyone has situations that they grow out of, everyone has phases that they grow out of. Like it's healthy and it's normal and it's part of life, and if you don't grow out of those things, you can never explore other things. And I'm just really grateful for the place I'm in with the situation I'm in. And I really think that like I'm set up for success. When I think that freedom like is setting me up for having the freedom is setting me up for success, because I can finally do all the things that I want to do. I can finally, like, there's nothing holding me back. I think this is also like having preconceived notions about yourself and like these self-limiting like beliefs about yourself, where I think like I can't run, I can't learn Italian, it's too hard, like I'm not able to do it. Yes, I can. Like, who says that I can't? And I think it's also like playing a game with yourself. Like, if I think I can't, like, what, like, challenge yourself and like prove it to yourself. And it's easier to think of it when it's someone else and to think like they told me that like I can't do this. But like, you are more important when you tell yourself you can't do something. That's more important and that's more limiting than when someone else tells you that. And once you overcome that, it's so liberating. And I think that this is all my thoughts on for the week. But I found this really cute video, and maybe I'll try and link it. It is literally the cutest little video, and I'm gonna play it, and I'm gonna read it as it's like a little animation, and I really love this girl who does the animations. They're so cute. So I'm gonna link it, but I'm gonna play it too, and it's really cute. I'm gonna read you what it says. It says, "Are you?" Oh my God, that was really loud. Okay. First, this is like one character says, "Are you afraid of failure?" And then the other kid says, "A little, but I'm doing what I love and I'm happy. So what does it really mean to fail?" One, that song is so incredible, and I've been listening to it, and I literally was like dancing in my bathroom before to it. It's so good. But it's so true. Like, when you like, I think that's also something is like being scared of failure. Like, I'm scared when I learn Italian that like I'm never gonna actually learn it, and like I'm scared that I'm not gonna complete a race, and like that's why I wouldn't try it before, is I'm scared that I couldn't do it, and I'm scared that I could fail. But like, if you feel good doing it and like it's something that you love, there's no failing. And that's also with more that's more with writing, I think, is that like you I feel like sometimes like I'm not doing a good enough job or like whatever it is, I feel like I'm failing. But it's not failing if I love doing it. And it's also like, I'm not gonna have a perfect article the first time I write an article. I think that was something that was so crazy to me to think, is like wow, like this is my first article, and most people here like have been doing this for years now, and so I'm behind in that sense. But like, I'm also not behind, because this is like my timeline, and like I'm only up against myself. So that was a lot. I literally am like watching it as the audio goes. Like, I barely took a breather. I've been just kind of like word vomiting, but it feels so good to do this, and I'm very happy I did. And thank you all for listening. And if you would like, donate to the Sharsharit, and I'm raising money for them to it's their organization that supports women with breast cancer in the Jewish community, and so I'm running for them for in honor of my grandmother and one of my very good family friends who is a breast cancer, both breast cancer survivors. So if you would like to support me, I would really, really appreciate it. And I hope everyone's doing well. And I want to bless everyone with, this is my, today's Monday, so it's the day of giving. So I want to bless everyone with being, feeling, having the freedom to do and be who you want to be.